looking back at the world of sports. It's the iHeartRadio Weekend Sports Time Capsule.
What's going on, sports fans? It's Andy West, and I'm here to take you on a journey back to this week in sports history. We'll start off back in 1955. Rocky Marciano knocks out Archie Moore in the ninth round at Yankee Stadium to retain the World Heavyweight title. This week in 1957, Brooklyn Dodgers play their last game at Ebbets Field. They defeat the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-0. This week in 1972, Jack Tatum of the Oakland Raiders returns a fumble 104 yards against Green Bay, a new NFL record. This week in 1986, Ken O'Brien's 43-yard touchdown pass to Wesley Walker at 2:35 in overtime ends one of the highest-scoring games in NFL history as the New York Jets defeat the Miami Dolphins 51-45. O'Brien passes for 479 yards and four touchdowns, all to Walker. Miami's Dan Marino passes for 448 and three touchdowns as both quarterbacks set a record with 884 combined yards passing.
Play ball!
This week in 1998, Sammy Sosa hits home run number 66 to take the lead in the Major League Baseball home run race. Less than an hour later, Mark McGwire also hits number 66. And this week in 2018, 39-year-old New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees throws a 17-yard pass to Michael Thomas to become the NFL career pass completions leader, breaking Brett Favre's record of 6,300 completions. The Saints beat the Falcons 43-37.
And that's just some of what happened this week in sports history. The Weekend Sports Time Capsule on iHeartRadio.